The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson, and it's August 6th. The United States dropped an atomic bomb known as Little Boy on the Japanese city of Hiroshima on this day in 1945. The United States had entered World War II after Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on December 7th of 1941, and then by May of 1945, the war in Europe had ended. But it was raging on in the Pacific. Japan, at that point, though, was in dire straits. The Japanese Navy was almost destroyed. The nation had seen colossal damage from Allied firebombing over major cities. And the conditions for Japanese civilians, in a lot of cases, were just terrible. People had no food and were on the verge of starvation. But even so, there were a lot of people within the Allied forces who thought that Japan would never surrender, no matter how bad things got. And this was due to a combination of some preconceptions about Japanese culture and society, and then just the tactics that the Japanese military had been using during the war. It's hard to imagine a fighting force that uses kamikaze fighters ever backing down. So on July 26th, 1945, 10 days after the first successful test of an atomic bomb, the United States issued the Potsdam Declaration. This called for Japan to surrender unconditionally or face, quote, prompt and utter destruction. But Japan did not surrender, and the United States bombed Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. Hiroshima had been chosen specifically for maximum shock value. It was a major city that had not been targeted by firebombing, so the damage would be colossal. And then it was also believed that the surrounding hilly territory would focus the blast and cause even more damage. At least 80,000 people died instantly, most of them civilians. Tens of thousands more died later from radiation poisoning and radiation-induced diseases. The blast also completely leveled the area near its hypocenter, and a fire spread from there. First-person accounts of that day are horrifying. Japan still did not surrender, though, and the United States dropped a second bomb on Nagasaki on the 9th. Other military operations were still ongoing during this time, and the Soviet Union also started to deploy millions of troops to Manchuria to be part of this fight. Japan's surrender was announced on August 15th, and the nation formally surrendered on September 2nd. There continues to be debate about what role exactly nuclear weapons played in the end of the war, as well as whether their use on civilian cities was justified. And public opinion about that second question varies dramatically in the United States versus Japan. According to a 2015 report by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center, 56% of Americans believe the use of nuclear weapons was justified, and 34% say that it wasn't. Meanwhile, in Japan, just 14% say that it was justified, while 79% say that it wasn't. Thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio editing on these episodes. And you can learn more about what happened in Hiroshima on the first part of the Stuff You Missed in History Class episode, Sadako Sasaki's 1,000 Cranes. That's from February 26, 2018. The second part of this episode is also relevant, but not as directly connected to the bombing of Hiroshima. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for another moment from wartime, this time from the 1960s.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah.
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.